Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Before we bring up the DTR thing, Nick had mentioned in the afternoon that he called the Browns unserious. You took somewhat umbrage with that. The way you describe, I did not hear the comment by Nick. The way you describe it, kind of want to agree, because I think I know where he was coming from there. Now, without hearing the context of it, so this is dangerous. He mentioned Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney in that football game, and Rodney's in the building, so this is a dangerous sentence. Kadarius Toney went into business for himself. I can't put him back out there this Sunday against Kansas City. Why did you move on from Jalen Darden, it seemed? Did Jalen Darden try to return a punt inside his own 10 in the game against Denver?
Okay. Yeah.
So you try to return a punt inside your own 10. Kadarius Toney tries to return a punt at the 4-yard line. Then he gets a penalty for taunting. Then he puts the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who's trying to put something on tape for himself. If you can't play within the realm of the football team so that you can put something on tape for yourself and you're only in business for yourself, this is not your place where you go and have your glorified workout for other teams. That's what Kadarius Toney was doing. We're not doing that anymore. No. No.
Yeah, they took a
flyer.
You had
your chance, that's it.
He was a got top 20 pick, you know, like, not that long ago, like 2021.
The Hopkins thing, this is going to be ugly, because I think that your momentum killed you with the two Hopkins misses. And I'm not going to pin everything on Dustin Hopkins. He didn't throw a pick on a screen, for crying out loud, but it doesn't help that he misses those kicks, and he's missed, what, 6 of his last 9, I think the number
is?
It's
like one of the worst stretches in NFL history,
yes.
I think.
But I go back to what John Harbaugh said. He's like, well, there's no kicker on the street better than Justin Tucker. Is there a kicker on the street that's better than Dustin Hopkins? Do you want to move on from Dustin Hopkins with 4 games left in the season?
Well, I think you...
At 3-10, you think you have to?
No, I think you kick him the rest of the year as many times as possible just to see if he can right the ship. It's not trending in a good direction, but why give up on it now? The guy's under contract.
You know, my issue with the
and
culture...
And who cares if you lose? I think kind of the point is to lose.
Like, my issue with the culture is, again, I brought up Deshaun Watson at the beginning of the show in this social media post that everybody has sent to us a million times of him being on vacation. I go, yeah, he's acting like the rest of us would if we hit the lottery and we didn't have to work anymore. I got no problem with how he spends his money and going on vacation, fine. But as a current quarterback of the Browns and what started out the season as a captain, there, yeah, you expect commentary on that and you expect opinion on that, and I gave it to
but
you, so sure as hell, so did John Greco. But when that Like, that's part of the culture that I'm saying. Am I saving the culture by not letting Dustin Hopkins kick anymore for my team, Anthony?
I don't think these things mean they're an unserious team. Yes, winning is no longer the top priority, but seeing if guys like Kadarius Toney, seeing if a first-round pick from a few years ago, if there's anything left. I mean, that's kind of a normal thing teams do at the end of seasons when their seasons are doomed. That doesn't mean that the whole operation is unserious. Like the Deshaun Watson thing, that was going to be what this season hinged on. He was awful. I think they probably moved on from him 2 weeks too late. But again, they were going to try to make sure. They're going to make sure in every which way that he was the problem. Now it's been pretty clear that he wasn't the only problem. He was part of the problem,
yes,
but still the biggest facet. I mean, you don't ever want to go into a season and go to Greenbrier and go to training camp and have a guy that can't play anymore as your starting quarterback
and call him
a captain. Like that they'll never make that mistake again. They will not just next year say, it's your starting job, captain, going into training camp. That's the one thing they're definitely not going to make that same mistake.
Well, they probably don't plan on him being the starting quarterback to start the season or... And maybe ever at this point. We'll see. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.